Father in heaven, everywhere we look, we see your creative hand at work. In all that you've made, your fingerprint, your divine spark, your signature, it's before us. We look upward and marvel at the beautiful blue sky with fluffy white clouds and watch as they change shape and move across the horizon. We feel the breeze on our skin, the same invisible force that pushes those clouds and gives voice to the trees as their leaves rustle and the branches creak. We catch a flock of birds chattering as they with each other as they form an arrow pointing to their destination. And we think of you, Lord of the sky and the clouds, Lord of the trees and the leaves, Lord of the birds and the wind. We look around and wonder why you delighted to ripple and roll the earth, creating valleys and peaks and streams, layer after layer of tree-covered landscapes, the kind of images that inspire painters and grand adventures. We breathe in the humid and fragrant air, filling our lungs, and abruptly freeze as we spot a deer off in the distance, still grazing, unaware of our presence. The elegant form and swift legs you've given her, she lifts her head and turns to catch our eye and then dances away out of sight. We pause to track a leaf floating on top of the river, and we wonder if the tiny rapids ahead will capsize the little vessel and drag it down below. And we appreciate you, Lord of the hills and the forest, Lord of the deer and the grass, Lord of the rivers and the rapids. We look down and we ponder the ant as he scurries about, dragging along a prize far too big to fit into the tiny hole for the queen. We marvel at the small patch of flowers growing in the wild and fearless, uncultivated, as if to declare to human hands that we don't need your help. We don't need your advice. Our hearts ache as we stumble upon a fallen and cracked robin's egg, asking why you, Lord, would allow such carelessness to take place. And we thank you, O Lord, the Lord of the ants and of work, Lord of the wild flowers and patches of sunlight, Lord of bird nests and pesky squirrels with devilish schemes. Lord, we look within now and can hardly believe that you, O Creator, enjoy us. Amongst our thoughts and feelings and intentions, our desires and longings and hopes, you are ever present and near. We can talk with you about every little thing, about how the day is going, about our past and the pain that still lingers there, and about our future and the anxiety that we often allow to grow and even cripple us. We are your creation, your child. There is no memory or experience or destination that is hidden from you. And in that truth, you love us all the more. We look at your face, O Lord, and we marvel at your radiant smile, a smile that dissolves our doubt of your love for us. And we wonder, in catching your raised eyebrows, why you would show such mercy and patience and long-suffering to us. We're messy. We're broken people. We ponder now, gazing into your eyes, we ponder how we could ever believe that you would be as stingy or a hard master. Your eyes, they're filled with compassion and tenderness and delight. Father in heaven, everywhere you look, you see your beautiful creation. In all that you've made, your fingerprint, your divine spark, your signature is ever before you, enjoying reflecting back your lovely qualities. And we, your children, we desire to do the same. Amen.